This episode of Own the Gray is brought to you by I Am. Discover your unique talents, realize your potential, and align to your path. Take the first step to uncover your life purpose by visiting deborahjones.ca/courses. Welcome to Own the Gray, a podcast to dispel the notion that aging is undesirable and setting new, positive attitudes. I'm Deborah Jones, and I believe you can be vibrant and healthy throughout the best years of your life. So my next guest is the author of 15 books on the law of attraction. And I asked her on to Own the Gray today to share what she has discovered about it. And the information that she wants to share with you is maybe something that you don't already know. So let's dive into that, shall we? So welcome, Zara, to Own the Gray.
I am so excited to be here. And I have to tell you, Deborah, I love the name of your podcast. When I first saw your podcast, it resonated with me because it took me right back to when I had this thought that there's nothing black and white in the world. Everything is a shade of gray. And So I really resonated with that because it's a matter of perspective and you can have a multitude of perspectives.
It's beautiful. I mean, there's so many ways that you can interpret Own the Gray, but I love that it's sort of encompassing the black and the white, isn't it?
Yes. And really, that's what our spiritual growth is all about. There's black and white, but then there's all of this. And it's the curious mind that wants to make sense of the gray. You know, where is this gray coming from?
Which leads us perfectly into the gray area that some of us have discovered about the idea of law of attraction. So I must say, I think maybe the first time I heard about law of attraction was watching The Secret, the movie, in 2006, I think it was. And I thought, well, that's really simple. That's really great. This is information that can really help me. And so, of course, we all try it. We all try, you know, putting our intentions down and with a thought that everything is going to change for us. And then it doesn't. And then over the years, I've learned that there's a lot more to it than just setting an intention. And we'll probably get into talking about that today. But Zara, why did you write 15 books on the law of attraction?
Each one answers a different question. And that's the whole thing. It's like coming at it from different points of view. So Prosperity Puzzle is about abundance, and it reflects my journey with abundance, which is a big part of my journey with spirituality. And then Is This Apple from My Tree is about parenting. So they're all very different. Thrive is very different because I started doing diagrams to explain law of attraction long time ago in my coaching practice. Mm-hmm. I just found it easy to draw a diagram to help people understand what I was talking about. And then that became a way for me to express what I know of law of attraction. So Thrive is a book that has 42 illustrations in it that explain law of attraction. So every book comes at it from a different point of view. And then the Heart and Mind Alignment Method is, I started thinking, oh my God, you know, like this is all over the place. Law of attraction literally is all over the place. But if it's a law, then it's got to have a system. And we need to write down the system because if it's a law, then you follow the system and you should get consistent results. And that was part of my problem was I wasn't getting consistent results. Sometimes it was working, sometimes it wasn't working. And so Heart and Mind Alignment Method was supposed to create a system that if you follow the system, it's going to work every single time. And then Unlimited was a way to develop positive habits to support the system. So, you know, like all of them are coming from different angles.
But it's just also different packages that appeal to different people from where they're at the time and what they want to understand, what they need to know, that kind of
thing. That's right. It's like, where are you in your journey? What questions are you asking? right? And then I wrote Manifesting Mistakes, and that was because I saw people making mistakes. And I was like, okay, here's a collection of what I've noticed so far are the common mistakes that people are making that I also made.
That begs the question, okay, what are some of these mistakes? So maybe we can find out how we're tripping ourselves up.
Well, I think that one of the biggest mistakes that people make with law of attraction is expecting instantaneous results. It does not work like that. Because if you have years of programming, that programming doesn't go away. And you can put it aside for a short period of time. And this is where you get inconsistent results, because you can overcome your persistent programming for a short window of time and allow yourself to manifest something. But then all of that programming comes back and all the blockages come back with it. And that's why people don't manifest rapidly and can't do it consistently, is because they're not really looking after the belief systems that are blocking them, but they're finding small opportunities, small windows open up, and you see a spark, you see that light, but then it gets blocked again because you haven't really cleaned up the belief systems.
So would you say that to be able to, and okay, let me ask you this question first. Do you believe it is possible to consistently manifest what you want?
Yes.
Okay. And you're saying, from what I hear, is there's a shift that needs to happen in our belief system, in our thoughts. And
yes,
I presume, and this is coming from my own experience as a healer, in our vibration of what we're attracting, hence the law of attraction, yeah. Right? So yeah. So my understanding, let's just for the listeners that might not really understand what law of attraction is, and I'll share what I understand about it, and Zara, feel free to comment on sure. What you think about my understanding. So my sure. Understanding of the law of attraction is that whatever is going on in our life, in our experiences, how we're experiencing life, is in resonance with the vibration that we are at, meaning how we're feeling, how we're thinking.
Yes.
And so if we are feeling good and our thoughts are positive, let's just call yes. It, then positive feel-good experiences are something that we will experience, like a magnet drawing it to us.
Completely.
Is that right?
Completely. That is right. Taking it one step further is, how did you learn to think that way? And that's where your beliefs come in. Yeah. You vibrate based on your thoughts and your emotions.
Yeah.
Where did that thinking process come from?
So if I were to answer your question, where did that thinking process come from what I can see, is it was an intention of changing a thought or changing a belief or using an affirmation to help me do that, that would change how I'm vibrating or what level I'm vibrating at.
Yes. And when you use the affirmation, unless it's accompanied by an emotion, then the vibration doesn't change.
Got it. And so there's one thing that I've been saying to clients about manifesting. It, rather than setting the intention, I mean, you can say, I want lots of money. Let's say there's a yeah. common one. And yeah. what I've been sharing with them is to, it's okay to have that intention, but there's the yeah. next step, and that is to feel what it would feel like when you have that money. What would you do with it? How would you use it? What would it feel like doing it? Mm-hmm. What can you share about that?
There's another step to it before you can get there. And that's the missing link, is if you have beliefs that are contrary to your being able to get there, then you can't really come up with the feeling because your beliefs will prevent you from feeling what it feels like.
Nice.
And so that is why we do a lot of work on beliefs. your beliefs hold you captive. You cannot escape. You have to break free. And you break free by accepting a different set of beliefs. Gotcha. So you have to replace your current belief system with a new belief system. But it's not as easy as using an affirmation and saying, oh, from today, I believe that money is abundant. No, that switch will not happen because you haven't really convinced yourself that that new belief is true. Our convictions are what create our beliefs. This morning, I was talking in my paid group where I do a talk every morning. And I was explaining to them that when my parents said, you can't have this because we don't have the money for it, I believed them because I looked around me and I saw it to be true. Yes, they don't have money. And so I accepted that belief. You know, when my parents said, it's hard to make ends meet, I accepted that belief because that was the reality I was observing. I didn't question it. I accepted it. And so what happens when we encounter law of attraction for a lot of us is that we start questioning, why is my life like this when other people's life is different? I'm not a different person. I'm as worthy. I was created by the same source energy that the other person was created from. So where is the difference? And the difference is in the beliefs that you accepted without testing them. We just accepted them without testing them. We were taught a certain way and we accepted it without testing it. And now we get to test it. And unless we cannot absorb a new belief unless we provide evidence for it. Right. So our mind is going to say, so suddenly you think money is easy to get? What's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Right. And we have to come up with the evidence, because if we don't, then our mind will reject the new belief. And it just becomes a bunch of words, because then your belief is still the old belief. You're using new words, but you don't believe them.
So then let's take that example of I want more money, which really means I want an easier life.
Yes.
And I don't have what I think it's going to take to have an easier life, because my belief is money gives me an easier life. Mm-hmm. So let's take that as an example. And so if we investigate where our belief comes from, and I think that's what you were asking me earlier, is where are those thoughts coming from? And if we, okay, let's just say we remember the things that our parents used to say to us, like money doesn't grow on trees, et cetera, et cetera, and all of those comments.
Yes.
And that's ingrained in us. That's what we believe about money.
Yes.
What do we do, or what can we do that's going to start to give us that proof that our new desire of having prosperity or having wealth is actually accessible? So where do we go next?
The first step is to be open for the change, to tell yourself it can be a different way. Because if you're not willing to accept that there can be a different way, then there cannot be a different way, because it's law of attraction, right? It'll give you whatever you think is true. So the first thing is to become open, to tell yourself, I've been doing it one way, not necessarily the right way, and I'm now open for change. And now I have to go looking for examples of people who have done what I want to do. Because if they can do it, then I can do it too. You know, I mean, I don't remember the exact specifics, but it took one runner to run the 2-minute mile, and then other people started breaking that record, right? I don't even know if it was the 2-minute mile.
I know what you're saying.
It was something. Yeah. So it takes one person to step outside the norm, and when that one person does it, then everyone else thinks that they can do it too. So if you want the prosperity that someone else has, you've got to look at their life and start saying to yourself, if they could do it, then that means that there is a way. There is a way. I just need to find it. It doesn't necessarily have to be their way. I'm going to find my own way, but they're telling me that there's a possibility. So open the door of possibility instead of saying, oh, my life is like this. It's never going to change. Because with respect to money, as well as relationships and health, I find that a lot of people have that attitude. This is the relationship I have. It's never going to change.
And the law of attraction makes sure that it doesn't change, right?
Well, exactly, because you get what you put out there. So when you change your beliefs and you really do the work to find the proof that says it is possible for change, then you start getting your own evidence. And when you get your own evidence, that's when you really start believing. Then it becomes easy to believe all the rest. But you've got to open the door just a little bit. Become open to that new way of believing, and then things happen. I'll tell you a little story that is very recent in my mind because it just happened like a week ago. I teach a weight loss program based on the law of attraction, and someone in that weight loss program had come in and she had had a heart attack, and her doctor had said, you need to lose weight. And she wasn't successful in the months prior to joining the program. Mm-hmm. When she joined the program, she very quickly lost 20 pounds. But then she disappeared for a couple of days. I didn't see her. And when she came back, she said, you know, I had a pain in my chest and I went to the ER. I thought I was having a heart attack. But when they checked my body and they did all the tests, mm-hmm. they found that the stent that they had put into my heart mm-hmm. was rejected by my heart because my heart had grown new artery to replace the blockage. And wow. I didn't need the stent anymore. And she said, it's because she credited the program. She said, you taught me that my body knows what to do. And that is why I got this result. And I said, well, I can teach till the cows come home. But if you don't believe me,
yeah.
It's not going to happen. Wow. So the credit goes to you because you allowed that change in your belief system. And that's why now not only do you have this proof that is going to be life-changing for you, but because of our proximity to you, because we know you as a real person in this community, mm-hmm. everybody in this community
has the proof.
Has proof now, right?
Yeah.
So this is when you find one person that feels like this is authentic. It's not a made up story. This is authentic. This person was able to do it. If they can do it, like that's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
That her heart completely blocked artery was replaced because the heart grew a new one.
Wow.
This is the power, but that's the power of proof. Mm. You see, I learned about prosperity or lack of it. I actually learned about the lack of prosperity from my parents because their lives were hard. It was hard to make ends meet. And that's what they said over and over again. We can't get you that because we don't have the money. It's so hard to make ends meet. My father used to get paid once a month, and the first grocery shopping that my mother did is when we had meat and fruit in the house.
Right.
Right? Yeah. After that, forget it. So we learn these things.
Yeah.
And then we have to unlearn them.
Yeah.
You know, what you said was very interesting because you said we vibrate. So where does that vibration come from? These beliefs, these thoughts that we have, every cell of our physical body knows what you're thinking because every cell is an individual organism, complete unto itself. That's why you can grow cells in a petri dish in the lab.
Right.
Because every cell is an individual existence
Right.
Every cell of our body is listening to the thoughts we think and responding to those thoughts. That's where the vibration comes from. It's our cells that are vibrating.
Wow. So I have a visual now of all the little cells in my body. They're all vibrating at the rate that the influence around them has caused them to vibrate at.
Which comes from your emotion.
How because I feel about things.
Yes. Your emotion determines the chemical environment inside your body because your hormonal and enzymal levels and secretions change based on the emotion that you're feeling. And that vibration is what results in the aura. Because it's energy. Vibration is energy. It's like light, right?
Yeah.
So we emit this energy that people have the ability to see because it is like a light, like a halo.
Right.
Right? So that's where our aura comes from. It's the energy emitted from every cell of our physical body.
And that's been able to be proven with Kirlian photography, where you can actually see the colors. So, but they are a snapshot in time, aren't they? They're just how you're feeling.
They are.
In
it's
that
a
moment.
Changing thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, exactly. And so you, and so if you are vibrating at the same level consistently, that is a lower vibration to what your body, a healthy body, needs to be vibrating at.
Yes.
That's what causes disease and ailments,
right.
Is it not?
That's correct. And that's what we know as the energy blockage.
Right.
The energy blockage results in a physical blockage.
Which energy, because we're all energy, the cells are energy, vibration is energy. So using energy healing that I do with clients is what can change that situation. So what
That's
I was reading in your article, when I was reading in your article is that it's a matter of energy healing is great because it provides you hope for change. So there's the proof. Yes, I'm feeling better today, which means I can maybe feel better tomorrow. But what I was reading and between the lines of your article is that if your beliefs come in and say, well, this isn't sustainable, then you go right back to it. So that's what my clients are saying. I can keep that for like a day or two, and then I'm right back where I was.
Exactly. Because your thoughts haven't changed. Right. So this is why I feel very passionately about this, is that energy healing needs to be combined with a mindset change. If you look at medical science, it's the doctor that provides hope. That's why the placebo works. It's hope that makes the placebo work. But if you have negative habit of thought, then something else will develop. It'll show up somewhere in your life, because if you're, like you said, if you are consistently on a negative vibration, you are attracting all sorts of negative experiences into your life.
So that's one of the reasons. And I was looking at, I know you work a lot with Abraham Hicks, and I was looking at their emotion chart, the chart of
chart.
A different emotional scale, right? And number one being joy, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, and love.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons why I've chosen empowerment healing as the basis of the work that I do with energy.
Yeah.
It is all about empowerment. And that is the mindset shift that you're talking about.
Exactly.
That needs
I
to
can.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly. A very simple, I mean, when you really boil it down to its fundamental, it is a shift that says, I can, instead of previously when you used to say, I can't or it won't. That is what it boils down to.
It's really that simple, right?
It really is. It really is. But we overthink it.
Yes.
We
think it's complicated.
Yes, because how can a big problem in my life have a simple solution, right? If it's a big problem, it's got to have a big solution.
That's the mindset shift, which that actually leads perfectly into one of our listeners had written in with a question for today. Josephine, she asks, how can I magnetize all the positivity in life? What would you say to her?
I would say that her desire for positivity is what we all desire. I want to caution her because nobody can stay in a positive realm forever because life is happening. Mm-hmm. And life is happening not only to us, but to our loved ones. And sometimes you can have a perfect life, but someone who is connected to you has a problem. Now, you know, you take a step down from your happy place for a short period of time. The important thing is that if you become used to being in a high vibration place, you won't go down from it for very long because mm-hmm. you'll feel so uncomfortable that you'll do whatever it takes to go right back. And how do you find that place is basically what her question is. You find that place by becoming unconditional. Don't attach limitations of any sort. Limitations of any sort become conditions, and you cannot live your life outside of the parameters of the limitations that you've created. You just can't. There was a time when people used to believe that the earth was flat, and if you got to the edge of the world, then you would fall into an abyss and you would never come out. Mm-hmm. And now we go around the world, right? Yeah. And so the thing is, what changed? The belief changed. And so we cannot do anything that we don't completely believe. So you have to have no limitations and always look at life from a place of possibility. Everything is possible. That's the only way to maintain your place in what Abraham Hicks calls the vortex, the top part of the emotional scale, or the highest feeling emotions, which is your love, joy, excitement, etc. Mm-hmm. You can stay there and you will drop down, but it doesn't matter because you know right how to get right back. Don't go into negative emotion for very long and stay there for very long.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, once you find out that the negative emotion is going to hurt you, you don't want to stay there. And she doesn't want to stay there. That's why she's asking this question. So it comes from not judging anyone. So here are the things that you need to do. Stop judging other people. Accept that if you are capable of change, then they are also capable of change. Give them permission to change. Give your circumstances permission to change. This is where we take away all limitations. Become an appreciator of nature, appreciator of other people, their efforts, and self-appreciation, the biggest form of appreciation. And lastly, don't suppress negative emotion. If you suppress negative emotion, it will keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. You've got to work through it, not put a lid on it. Work through your emotions.
That's beautiful.
So if you did those things, and that's how you started living life, and you paid attention to your intention, this is where most people go wrong. You ask me what mistakes people make. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make, is that they intend one thing but give attention to a totally different thing. Mm. I intend for good things to happen, but my attention is on what could go wrong. Mm-hmm. Your attention has to be on your intention, and then you will achieve results.
That is awesome.
So if you do these things, you will start living your life in a very happy place. Things will always work out for you. People will feel like your life is magical. And you will feel like your life is magical.
And I have another question from Mary. She says, if our chakras or our personal energies are not in balance, how does mm-hmm. that affect the vibration that we send out into the world? So really, would we be attracting disharmony into our life if we're not energetically in harmony with ourselves, for instance?
It's all about beliefs. If you believe that that's how it works, then that's how it works for you, not necessarily how it works for everyone else. That's where I'll start. But I'll say that the chakra system comes from the Indian tradition, Vedic tradition. And that was year 1500 BC. Since then, we have come a long way. We have a lot more science, understanding tools, etc. And I really respect those ancient sages and wise people who recognize the fact that there has to be a flow of energy through the human body in order for our lives to be good. But I take it a step further. I think that every cell of our body is vibrating and our entire body needs to be in balance. And that balance comes from the way we think our thoughts. Because you can clear your chakras, you can create an energy healing, but it has to be coupled with a mental healing and mental clearing. I got my Reiki certification almost 30 years ago. And I can tell you that in all these years of understanding and using Reiki and other healing modalities, that if you couple them with a change in the way you're looking at things, your perspective changes, only then can things change. So it's kind of backwards. It's your thinking that creates the blockage, not the blockage that creates the life. It's not the blockage that is creating the life. It's your thinking that is creating the blockage as well as the life. Mm-hmm. The blockage is a way for the universe to call your attention to the fact that you've got to change something. And that's where you remove the blockage and then your life improves. It's the problem of the two-headed monster. You think that the monster only has one head because you can only see the manifested head of the monster, but it's actually a two-headed monster. So you, by chopping its head off, you don't kill it because it has another head. And that is the invisible head of the monster that is your belief system, that if it doesn't change, then the manifested head will keep sprouting over and over again. So you'll keep getting energy blocks again and again, and your life will not be smooth. You'll see problems in your life. So should you balance your chakras? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's beyond the chakra. Our knowledge has increased. We know more now. It goes beyond the chakras. You need to balance the energy flow in your body. And we can do that through meditation, through Reiki, through energy healing, crystals. All of these tools help us mm-hmm. with managing one head of the monster. The other head of the monster is also requires work. And so that's what I'll say. That's what I'll suggest.
That is nice and clear and very understandable. And it's the things that we don't see, that we don't actually put attention on until somebody tells us it's there or someone suggests yes. that it's there. And then when we've heard it, we can't yes. unhear it. We can't yes, unhear right. it, but we can ignore it.
Yes. Well, it's again, that comes from our belief systems, right? I mean, there was a time when I wanted to teach meditation as a public service, and I went around the town where I live looking for a place to teach meditation, and nobody in the community, like I wanted a free place because I wasn't going to charge. So I went to all the community centers and places, and they said, nobody's going to come. Nobody's going to come. And now, over those 9 years, meditation is now mainstream. Everyone knows meditation.
Right.
Right? And like we are changing.
Yeah.
Acceptability is changing. People are becoming more broad-minded and accepting and understanding that there's more to it. It's more than meets the eye. What the eye sees is not all that there is.
Yeah. Which leads me to my final question to you is, how do you envision us living in the not too distant future if we start to take into consideration our own power and change our lives that way? Do you have a vision of what the world could look like?
Very interesting question. And I'm going to say that there are more and more people who are becoming spiritually inclined and looking for answers beyond the typical. And I will say to you that, and I believe this completely, is that one person who is in alignment with who they really are, in alignment with the universe, is more powerful than thousands of people who are not. And that is what keeps the balance on planet Earth going. Will there still be people who think negatively and do those are involved in those actions that hurt other people? Yes. Yes. There will always be that element. But along with that element, there has always been another element, and that is the element of hope and love and humanity and caring and joy. And that is never going to go away, and it is increasing. And because it is increasing every year, I believe that the well-being of the planet is assured. You know, there are people who talk about desperate situations and calamities happening, but I can tell you that the well-being of the planet is assured because there are so many more people who are looking beyond what is visible.
If you enjoyed this episode and are inspired to discover more ways to live your best life, I invite you to go to deborahjones.ca. Scroll down and subscribe to stay connected. I promise to only email once a month with new episodes. This episode brought to you by Lunch with a Healer podcast. The best conversations happen when you're having lunch with a friend, especially when one is a healer. Pull up a chair at lunchwithahealer.com.